The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts. A special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals, some of which you may have never even heard of. You'll be over the moon once you hear more about today's amazing animal, that being the moon jellyfish. So stick around for some nautical nonsense from me, Callum. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. The moon jellyfish is a marine invertebrate that is found in coastal waters worldwide. They're called moon jellyfish because their translucent roundish bell looks just like the full moon. And, just like the moon, these jellies are usually clear or milky white, although sometimes they can appear pink, purple, and even blue, like a literal blue moon. But don't worry, these creatures aren't lunatic levels of large. Instead, they're quite tiny, only grown to a measly 10 to 16 inches, and their stingers are no better. Even though they excel at wrapping, trapping, and snapping up food such as plankton, small fish, and tiny crustaceans, the stings are mediocrely mild at worst, and are usually harmless to humans. This pretty much applies to all jellyfish in general, but did you know that jellyfish have no brain, heart, or lungs, yet they can sense light, gravity, and chemicals in the water? They use a network of nerves instead of a centralized brain, which allows them to sense and interact with their environment, as well as some primitive eye spots called oculi that detect both light and dark. Now, the moon jellyfish has quite a few predators that would happily make moon cake out of these jiggling jellies, such as sea turtles, ocean sunfish, and occasionally, jumbo jellyfish. And of course, knowing how slow jellyfish are in general, they're an easy meal for any aquatic attacker. But don't think it's all bad for them, because female moon jellies can release a huge preserve of jelly eggs in one sitting, up to 400,000 during their reproductive phase. In fact, numbers can get so large that it can cause blooms, which is essentially the equivalent of a jellyfish swarm. A very beautiful phenomenon from a distance, but at close range, it might be very painful instead. Despite being very simple in appearance, these creatures are frequently studied by scientists because of their astounding anatomy and regenerative abilities, where they can regrow parts of their tentacles and even their entire body should they somehow survive a grueling encounter. Guess jellyfish aren't as wimpishly wobblish as people make them out to be, yeah? Well, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.